purposely. Your life, God's purpose. Listen at onpurposely.com.
I need to have a plan in order to feel optimistic, but gratitude's a part of that. The more, you know, and we love being around grateful people, by the way. Grateful people are like a magnet. It just, we love being with them, and they're easy to be with. So that gratitude produces an optimistic viewpoint of the future.
You may not know it, but you have access to a very powerful weapon against anxiety. It's gratitude. Being thankful for the good things in our lives can help lower our anxiety. Hi, and welcome to episode 2 of Overcoming Anxiety, a 5-part podcast from Purposely. I'm Steve Sunshine, along with Dr. Greg Jantz, founder of The Center, A Place of Hope, and author of The Anxiety Reset. In this episode, we're going to talk about how gratitude helps fight anxiety. Now here's my conversation with Dr. Jantz. Gratitude is such a powerful thing. It's so transformative. And I feel like maybe gratitude is catching on because more and more people seem to be talking about it. Maybe it's because we've been kind of pushed into a corner by everything that's been going on and we need to try something. But it's amazing how gratitude is connected to other blessings, other types of things in your life that that people generally want. So how does gratitude interact with anxiety?
It's difficult for gratitude and anxiety to live together. Gratitude is a state that we decide we're going to practice with God's help. Gratitude says, I'm humble, I'm teachable, and I'm going to take the focus off of me. Gratitude says, thank you, God, for this day, every day. I'll tell you, my wife, we went through our own journey where she was having cancer treatment, and for 7 years, every day, as a part of her quiet time, she would do a gratitude journal every day and write down. And I don't know how you do a gratitude journal when you have chemo and your brain isn't working and you feel very sick. But for 7 years, every morning, same place, about same time every morning. And I asked her not long ago, because she's maintained this. Now it's been 10 years. So, but she really was in this place of cancer treatment for quite an extended period of time. She says, well, I'm up to 22,000 something gratitudes. I go, what? How do you come up with 20? I'm a guy. If I get 3 or 4 for the week, that's good. 22,000? That's amazing. But she said something that really stood out. She says, you know, I think it's part of what God gave me that kept me alive. Because gratitude, we know, and actually there's been studies amazingly on the topic of gratitude. It's very powerful. Gratitude promotes optimism. Gratitude gives us hope for the future. And gratitude over time helps change body chemistry. We release even more of a brain chemical called dopamine, which is what we get from exercising. So that said, the practice of gratitude, even when you don't feel like it, and maybe you don't even understand what that means, but maybe dig into what gratitude means and begin to integrate this in your life, things will begin to happen.
You didn't check her 22,000 for duplicates, did you? Duplicates are probably allowed, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, you know what was so funny? I did ask her a question. I go, that's a lot. Am I anywhere on that list?
Hopefully she said yes. I'm sure she did. Yeah. So when negative thoughts, because, you know, optimism is part of this scenario too. You have to be optimistic to be grateful, or maybe you become optimistic if you're grateful. But how do you handle negative thoughts when they just come around the corner and just surprise you?
Yeah. Negative thoughts, and maybe it's been a challenge for you. And a negative thought, if we dwell on it, it begins to build into the what ifs. And you go, well, what if I didn't wear the right clothes today? What if they don't really want to see me? What if? And you begin, a negative begins to create what ifs. And the what ifs begin over time to create worry. Worry over time will create anxiety. Remember, you always know if you have anxiety because there's a physical side to it. You feel it in your gut. Your palms might get sweaty. You may have difficulty concentrating. It may affect your sleep, may affect appetite. So there's always a physical side to anxiety. And that's where the negative thinking can lead you. And we need to practice putting the truth in. You know, I still use, I still teach to use the old-fashioned 3x5 cards. You have a negative thought and you find, man, I'm just really struggling with this. I want you to write down on that card and always have it with you, probably a verse that has to do with your thinking and renewing your thinking. But I want you to be able to always practice, okay, I have this negative thought. What's the real truth? Can I even identify the truth? Because negative thoughts will begin to distort reality in what you believe.
And that's a tough situation. Some of the worst negative thoughts, I think, are the thoughts that people think about themselves. But they kind of reshape their identity and say, I am a blank, or I am always like this, or whatever. So it's self-condemnation. I've always been told that, you know, like the Holy Spirit will convict you, but not condemn you. Condemnation always comes from the enemy. So how do you help people through that?
You know, that's true. It comes from the enemy. And that's, if our thinking can get off and our thinking can get distorted, because how I think tells me how to feel and then tells me how, what I'm going to do. If I feel depressed, okay, or I think I'm depressed, I begin to feel that way. And then I begin to act a certain way. So I want us to really understand that process. Condemnation may have come from, maybe you grew up where there was some significant trauma. There could have been some abuse, but this comes into our life usually because in some way, maybe we have shame, we feel defective, we feel that something is wrong with us, and probably because something happened and you started to believe a lie.
So optimism, we've been talking about that too, is a, you know, if you're in a situation where things just don't look good, you don't have to be a pessimist to think things don't look good. You've got some real life situation on the horizon that is actually causing a problem, and you're looking for hope in that. Where do you find optimism? I know you're not talking about something like, you know, we're just going to think happy thoughts. You're thinking there. I guess there's a choice between I can either frame this way or another way.
Sure. Optimism, I'm going to want to look at that and go, okay, if I have hope in my life and I will begin to have optimism for my future. Hope comes when I have a plan. So I need to look at, what is my plan? What's my plan for my good self-care? What's my plan for keeping my relationships healthy? What am I going to begin to do in my life to keep growing? How am I going to keep spiritual renewal going? So I need to have a plan in order to feel optimistic. But gratitude's a part of that. The more, you know, and we love being around grateful people, by the way. Grateful people are like a magnet. It just, we love being with them and they're easy to be with. So that gratitude produces an optimistic viewpoint of the future.
Yeah, that's remarkable. What's an example of a situation where somebody has come in and said, you know, I want to go from negative to positive or pessimistic to optimistic. What's the first thing you tell them?
Okay. Well, you know, this is our 38th year. So we've been doing this for a while. I'm the founder of the Center, A Place of Hope. And one of the things that we do is we work with folks literally from all over the country who come in for that very reason. I'm tired of being depressed. I'm tired of how I feel about myself. My anxiety is over the top, but maybe I've dealt with a secret addiction. And that's what brings a person. After a while, we begin to go, I can't go on this way. So they seek help. So really, it's about looking, and I'm going to go back to the whole person. Back in the early 80s, we started up this thing that we called whole person care. And that means I've got to address, is there unforgiveness in my life under the spiritual heading? Where am I? Am I full of resentments, bitterness? Emotionally, what did I learn about myself? How do I handle the three deadly emotions? Anger, fear, guilt. You know, those are the emotions that'll trip you up. Some form of anger, hurt's a form of anger, fear, anxiety, and guilt or shame. So how do I manage those emotions in my life? Where are my relationships? Am I able to create and maintain healthy relationships? What's my calling? God has us here. And we're always the most fulfilled if we feel like we're using our gifts and we're moving in a direction that fulfills our sense of who we are. And so those are all the things we have to look at. Now, we got to do that in certain steps. You don't do that all at once. So, and you know what? We pray for wisdom. There's always a missing piece to the puzzle. Yeah,
absolutely. And I imagine surrounding yourself with people who are already optimistic or grateful or both has got to help you kind of swim that direction.
Well, that's why I want at least three people in my life that are truth tellers, that I feel loved and accepted by, and that will pray for me. So remember, I know I'm growing if I move out of what I call self-absorption. When I'm so depressed and so anxious, it's hard to think beyond myself. I'm absorbed in my own pain. One of the things that we see in the clients that we work with is, over time, I'm less self-absorbed, I feel healing, and I then have an ability to place my eyes on others and really move over to more of being of service to others.
Well, we'll show our gratitude by saying thanks to Dr. Greg Jantz for joining us for this series. In our next episode, we'll talk about how we can eat better for better emotional health. So be sure to follow this podcast and get the next episode of Overcoming Anxiety. Thank you for tuning in. And don't forget to share this podcast with a friend. This podcast is part of Purposely, a podcast network designed with practical podcasts to help you find and live in God's purpose for your life. Find more amazing podcasts just like this at onpurposely.com.